Welcome to Storytime with Mama V. I'm your host, Victoria, but you can call me Mama V. In this show, we go on storytime adventures where magic exists, where brave knights and courageous princesses come out to play, and where the good always defies evil. Now, get comfy, because storytime is about to begin. Hello, and welcome to Storytime with Mama V. I'm so excited to read to you again. Today we are reading The Princess Doctor. Let's get right into it. Addie always knew she was a princess. Not because she grew up in a castle, but because her parents always called her one. Just like most princesses, Addie loved playing dress up. She would spend hours tying new hair bows and making sure everything had a bit of sparkle. Like all good princesses, Addie loved caring for others. Her favorite game was Princess Doctor. I'm going to heal you, Teddy, and I'm going to put a band-aid on you, my little strawberry patch kid, and I'm going to make everybody feel better. She always made sure to do checkups on her parents and bandage any scrapes on her teddy bear. Addie just had one problem. Every doctor she knew and saw on TV didn't look like her. Where was their crown? Why did their coats look plain and not pretty? Her parents said it was because they were supposed to look professional. She wasn't sure what professional meant, but she knew pink must be professional too. Addie knew just what to do. She was going to grow up to be a doctor. Every day would be for dress-up. Every shot would come with a ribbon. And every patient would leave with a new best friend. Addie spent many years working toward her dream. Between pink notebooks, sparkly pens, and long nights in the library, she finally made it! Addie finally got to take care of other kids who were just like her. She got to meet robot firemen, pirate pop stars, superhero baristas, and even a few princess doctors. Addie was so happy to meet kids like her, kids who knew that they could have more than one dream, and who also knew that everything looks better with a bow. What a nice message this book has. You can have more than one dream. Addie wanted to be a doctor, but she wanted to add her own special touch to the profession. This brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you so much for listening. Please leave us a rating, a nice one, and a review. Subscribe or follow the show wherever it is that you get your podcasts. And please share this episode with another friend who has a big dream. Thanks so much for listening in, and I will see you on the next episode of Storytime with Mama V. Bye for now.